Welcome to week two of our 40 days of prayer. Before we get into the theme of this week, we'd love to have a quick catch up of what we've talked about last week and anything that's come up. Sarah, has anything come up?
Oh, lots of people have been sending in words and pictures. It's been really good. If you haven't been doing that this week, or if you've got stuff that you would like to be sending into us, please do that, because it helps us to build a big picture of what God's saying to all of us and to the church through this next period. Some of the things people have been talking about have been that this is a time of discipline and sacrifice. There's also been an idea that we are, that this is going to be a bit of a tricky time coming up, but if we put our full trust in God, God is going to do some amazing things. So we've spent the week preparing ourselves and putting ourselves in the right frame of mind and the right position before God. And we've gone up the mountain together. It's been a really good week.
Yeah. So this week we're focusing on this story of Moses coming down the mountain. And particularly something that's caught my eye in this story, because Moses comes down the mountain and is almost in conversation on the way down with actually God, as he is quite angry with the people of Israel. They've built this golden calf, and it is this idol that they wanted to replace God with, because they couldn't quite trust God in the moment. They didn't, they thought Moses was gone. They probably thought he was dead in this storm. And they've built this golden calf. They've started worshipping this golden calf. And Moses is coming down the mountain, and he's in this dialogue with a very angry God in that moment. And actually, yeah, it's a really interesting dialogue where Moses seems to change God's mind through essentially his connection to him and his relationship with him. What would you call that, Sarah?
So we're basically looking at what intercession actually is. That word intercession, what does it mean? It means that we stand alongside a person or stand in the gap for a person. We read in the New Testament that Jesus stands before God and intercedes for us. So he's constantly pleading to God for our lives, which is an amazing thing. And we want to be like Jesus. So we too are supposed to stand in front of situations, different things. Last week in the devotion, we said that it was really good to read the Bible and read the newspaper. So you read the Bible and have the newspaper in the other hand. And actually, so then what we're doing is we're taking God's word to our everyday circumstances. We're taking God's word and praying for the reality of our world and believing that God will change through our prayers.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we take the Bible and the newspaper, and not one or the other, we're left connected both to the reality of our world, but also we don't become hopeless in that reality. And actually we see the hope of God's healing and restoring act throughout the whole of the Bible. And something that I was struck by as sort of preparing for this week and listening in is actually, as we see in the newspaper, sort of all these tragedies that are going on. And the politicians and figures who might say, our thoughts and prayers are with you. And actually sometimes, and I don't know about you, but sometimes in me, I can respond to that with, hang on a minute, come on, like, you can do better than that. You can, like, you can do something about it. You can sort of contend for change in this, like in Parliament or wherever you are, your position of power. And actually, it reveals in me, when I have those thoughts, this underlying thing of, oh, do I believe that prayer actually does something? Do I believe that prayer changes things? And not quite like the Moses story, in that we're not always changing God's mind about a situation, but actually sometimes we need to pray and we need to act to see change in our community and in the world around us. So if we are really praying and if we actually really want to see God do what he is going to do in our world, then actually that will lead us to action. If we're really hoping, if we're really thinking and praying into those things, that will lead us to action in those places. But the prayer comes first for us, and that's part of that act of intercession. Are there any other things that you can think of?
God really wants to do this in partnership with us. That's what prayer's about all the time. We communicating with him, him communicating with us, and us bringing everything in our heart to him. And the situations in our world, the difficulties with the council in Somerset at the moment, with all the services that are just going to be cut, all of those things are on our heart. So we need to be bringing them to him, because otherwise we're praying into a void, aren't we? It's that we take, as you say, we take what's real and what's hurting the people around us, and we take it to God, and he will change things, because he's amazing and he's good and he is for us and not against us, and he's with us all the time.
Yeah, and I mean, I absolutely love what you said about Bible and newspaper, and that newspaper for us can be really addicting. And actually we can focus in, say, on the stuff with the council at the moment, we can focus in on the hardships of that situation. And we can focus in on the terror almost of that situation for our entire community, and we can join in with that, and then we're powerless in that situation, because we've almost become the anxiety which we seek to pray against. And actually our response is yes, to see that, but to hold the Bible in the other hand, as you're saying, to hold the truth of God and the promises of God, and go, God, bring your promises in this land. Like, you've promised good things. You've promised restoration, renewal of our systems, the end of injustice. Like, you've promised these things. Can we see them come to pass?
Absolutely.
Like, it's that standing in the gap on a big scale, as at quite an almost someone who feels the pain but doesn't get consumed by the anxiety.
I think intercession always should lead to hope, actually, because if we put our faith in God, if we put our trust in God, if we put our hope in God, then actually, as we pray, as we come before God, as we're there in partnership with him together, then yes, it should always lead us to hope and not to despair. If we end up in a place of despair, then we've let the world overcome us, whereas actually what we need is to put our trust in God and hope for what he has planned, for his purposes, for his kingdom to come.
Yeah, absolutely. And bringing it back to that story of Moses coming off the mountain, that looked itself like a hopeless situation. Like, even, and it's even implied that actually to God, he's like, actually I will, like, I'll start again with you. Like, these people, this is a situation actually where the best option seems to be, Moses, to start again with you and build my great nation off of you. And Moses goes as the intercessor in that situation and actually advocating for the people of Israel, who he loves and who he leads. He goes, actually, God, no. Like, could we do this another way? Could we work out another way? And God actually relents in that situation. So we see this God who actually cares about what we think and what we care about, and the people that we love and the people that we serve and all these different areas of our lives. We see this God who really cares. And that, I believe, in all of that story, that God who cares is that first and foremost character trait that we see of our God.
Yeah, and I think as we pray this week, that's what we need to be having in the forefront of our minds. We need to go, our God cares. That's why we pray for other people. That's why we are bringing all of these issues before him, because he cares for Yeovil, and he cares for all the people in Yeovil and the area around, and he cares for the people losing their jobs, and he cares for the people who are having their services cut, and he cares, so we care.
Yeah.
So we care.
Yeah, absolutely. So as we bring that spirit of care and of advocating and standing in the gap into our week of intercession, as you practice this week, why not actually keep always in the forefront of your mind that image of a God who cares and a God who wants to meet you in that place of struggle.
So, yep, well, thank you for everyone who has been joining in so far. We want to encourage you to look at the daily devotionals, talk about things in your small group, and when God is saying anything to you, please send it to us at leaders@yeovil.cc. And for further updates, for news, for anything that's going on, please subscribe to the mailing list or go to the website, and we will fill you in on everything that's going on.